Begin to expect the greater miracles, saith the Spirit of grace. For I have groomed you and I've brought you along, those that are here and those that are under the sound of this prophecy. For I have been grooming you and growing you up. Although all things are provided momentarily at the birth into the kingdom for authority and laying hands on the sick and seeing them that recover, but yet there is an authority of sonship as the son grows and matures and learns how to wield the sword of the Spirit and walk into things according to the mind of the Spirit, when to go, when not to go, when to lay hands, when not to lay hands. But I'm saying to you, says the Spirit of the Lord, that the day and hour for greater miracles is among you. Begin to practice what you preach, says the Spirit of the Lord. Begin to stand almost in a sense of pretense as if you wonder if you've gone too far or out over your head in certain issues. Begin to believe me for things to happen beyond your experiences at church or beyond your experiences in the world, says the Lord. I am going to speak to you specifically in times to come to do things that you have never done before. And when I speak to you, I expect you to be mature enough not to contemplate, but to follow the leadership of my Spirit, to know the difference between your mind and what truly is my Spirit. And when it is my Spirit and when you obey, I will follow you, says the Spirit of the Lord. I will do what you command must be done, says the Spirit of the Lord. So grow up. Spend the hours that I'm asking you to spend. For many of you are at this place of precipice and you will cross over shortly, says the Spirit of the Lord.